This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Abu Talha al-Ansari, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was clearly in high spirits. And you could see the happiness and joy gleaming from the face of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so the companion said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, you have awoken today in high spirits, and the joy is gleaming from your face. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, because Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and he said, whoever from your ummah sends salah upon you once, Allah will record 10 hasanat for him, 10 good deeds for him. Allah will erase 10 sayyat, 10 sins from him. Allah will raise him by 10 darajat, by 10 degrees in status, and Allah will respond to him in like manner, meaning Allah will send salah upon that person as a result of them sending salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allah says in the Quran, indeed, Allah sends his prayers and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the angels do so as well. O you who believe, send your peace and blessings upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Who is going to mandate upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything except for him subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yet Allah azza wa jalla says that I send salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who amongst us can claim to be better than the angels? Yet Allah says that the angels all send salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they do that out of the honor and love that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is duly granted because of who he is, because of what his station is. But beyond that, for all of us, as the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much do we owe the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for being the vehicle of Islam, the vehicle of faith and guidance that literally saves our lives and our afterlives? And so Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said that if the servant was to send salah upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, equivalent to every single breath that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to them, he still will not have fulfilled the right of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon us. And so it is something that we owe to our Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and we can never get sick of it, nor will we ever do enough of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that angels travel around the earth. There are angels that are going all over the earth at all times, and they are conveying to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam the salam of his ummah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah gives me the ability to respond to each and every single one of those salams. Wherever you are, you send your peace and blessings upon him, and think about the operation of the angels going around the earth and gathering that and bringing that to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then Allah allowing through his divine means the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to respond. Now that's the angels, and that's the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what does it mean for Allah himself to send salawat upon you? As Allah says, he sends salawat on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ulama mention that what salawat upon you means is a dhikr wa thana fil mala' al-a'la, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers you and he praises you in the highest heavens amongst the greatest of his creation. And so you want your name to be mentioned in the highest ranks, then remember the highest of Allah's creation and send salawat on him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On top of that, 10 sins are forgiven, 10 good deeds are entered into your book of deeds, and Allah azza wa jal raises you by 10 degrees. And so the more Allah raises you, the higher chance you have to be closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the last day. And that's why if you really compare these two ahadith, one of them, the Prophet ﷺ says, do you know who the bakhil is, the miser is? And they said, who is it, O Messenger of Allah? He said, the one in whose presence I am mentioned, but he doesn't send salah upon me. You are bakhil, you're stingy with yourself. Just like a person can be zalim li nafsi, a person can be a wrongdoer, an oppressor to their own soul. When you hear the name of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you're not moved to at least in the first time, which is mandatory, the first time his name is mentioned within a setting, to send salawat upon him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why would you be stingy with yourself and deprive yourself of the good deeds? And why would you not feel grateful to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam for having brought you the message of Islam? And so you become stingy with yourself, just like a person can become an oppressor of their own soul. Now you compare that to the other hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said, أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً, that the person closest to me on the Day of Judgment is the one who sends the most salawat upon me. And so think about a person who sends salawat on the Prophet ﷺ all the time, 10 degrees of heaven, 10 degrees of heaven, 10 degrees of heaven, until eventually they are close to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know that there are other narrations where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions a person who has the best character, a person who cares for the orphan, a person who follows him the most closely. And all of that is part of the package of loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we verbalize that in dhikr by saying, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. And so we do it every morning, we do it every evening, countless times. We do it on the night and day of Friday, which is technically Thursday night up until Friday Maghrib, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it is the most blessed time to send salawat upon him. We do it in our salah. Of course, your salah is incomplete without it. We do it in our dua. And in one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when one of you makes dua, he should start off by praising and glorifying his Lord, meaning with tasbih and tahmid. And then he should invoke salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then make dua for whatever it is that you want. And so you start off with alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, and then you go on to ask for whatever it is that you want to ask. Now, think about what you would ask for and why you would ask for it and what you hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even when you make dua. And so you have the very famous narration where Ubay radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, I frequently ask Allah to send salawat upon you. So I frequently do salawat. How much of my dua should I devote to salawat? And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you can do as much as you want. He said, Ya Rasulullah, what if I make it a quarter, one fourth of my dua? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do whatever you want, and it will be better for you if you increase it. He said, what if I do half? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do whatever you want, and it will be better for you if you increase it. He said, what if I do two thirds? He said, do whatever you want, and it will be better for you if you increase it. He said, Ya Rasulullah, what if I devote all of my dua to sending salawat upon you? What if my whole dua is Allahumma salli wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, idhan tukfa hammak wa yughfaru laka dhanbak. He said, if you do that, you will be freed from all of your worries and your sins will be entirely forgiven. Now subhanallah, I want you to pause with this for a moment. Think about what it means to ask Allah to send peace and blessings on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam for you. Think about how much comes through this, how much blessing comes in your life. And the scholars mention various reasons for this. One of them is the very famous narration that when a person makes dua for their brother, Allah Azza wa Jal has an angel that says, Ameen wa laka bi mithrihi. Ameen, and for you as well. What better brother to make dua for than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The other things the scholars mention is that, you know, on one hand, we learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself that there are other forms of dhikr, other forms of dua. But we also find that with Ubay radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentions, it may be that perhaps he had a particular thing he was asking Allah for. And when he replaced it with salawat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted it to him. And so if you're asking Allah for anything of this world, what better than to replace that with salawat, or a great portion of that dua with salawat, and gain the blessings of that, that which you see and that which you don't. And when it comes to the hereafter, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no Muslim who sends salah upon me, except that the angels send salah upon him until he reaches the end of his sending salawat upon me. So let the servant decrease in this or increase, meaning you choose how much of a station you want to have with Allah by sending salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if you want the most praiseworthy station, then send your salawat constantly upon the one who has been guaranteed the most praiseworthy station, because he is the most praiseworthy creation of all time, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barika ala sayyidina Muhammadin nabiyyil ummi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin adada ma dhakarahu adh-dhakiruna wa ghafala an dhikrihil ghafilun. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin abdika wa nabiyyika wa rasulika nabiyyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim taslimah.